Dolphins' Tyreek Hill reportedly offered $200 to alleged slapping victim. By Dylan Gwynn on June 29, 2023. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill offered the marina worker he allegedly slapped last week $200 and an apology, according to a report from the Miami-Dade Police Department. Angie DeMichel of the South Florida Sun Sentinel cites a police report obtained through a public records request which claims that Hill made the offer following the alleged attack. The new information also sheds additional light on the events leading to the alleged altercation. According to the document, a marina employee reportedly saw Hill and another man fishing for tarpon off the dock. The marina worker later told police that it is illegal to fish off the dock. The report then states that two women joined Hill's group and boarded a boat tied up at the dock. The boat's owner, having just returned from getting gas for his vessel, did not take kindly to the presence of Hill and his entourage and ordered them off. Hill argued with the boat owner, saying he felt disrespected. "I can buy you in the boat," Hill reportedly told the captain. The argument escalated, and Hill reportedly had to be held back from going after the captain. The captain became aware that Hill was a star NFL player once he said, "I'm number 10 from the Miami Dolphins." Seeing the altercation, a marina worker left his office to investigate. As the worker walked by Hill and his associates, the Dolphins receiver allegedly slapped the man on the back of the head and neck. The marina worker then fled back to his office and locked the door. The dock worker exited his office when one of Hill's friends said the player wanted to apologize. After he came out of the office, the worker heard Hill instruct one of his friends to give him $200. The worker refused to accept the money. DeMichel reports that surveillance footage corroborates the story of the dock worker and boat owner. The dock worker is pressing charges, and the matter has been referred to the state attorney's office.